You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier today, I talked with Dr. Bodo Lang on what the Commerce Commission report on the supermarket sector means for the average consumer. Released yesterday, the report details reforms designed to increase competition and reduce prices, but in this respect, it is significantly lighter than previous drafts. Dr. Lang is a marketing associate professor at the University of Auckland who has extensive experience in the academic and private sectors and whose research has included work on consumer behaviour and food products. Here we are. Could you please give a brief summary of what the Commerce Commission report released yesterday was about?
So the Commerce Commission conducted an in-depth study about competition in the grocery retailing sector. In other words, supermarkets. This has been a multi-year project. It's been a pretty in-depth investigation, and a preliminary report was published in July last year, and the final report was published on the 8th of March, which was yesterday. The findings of the report are relatively straightforward. The Commerce Commission has found that competition is not working well in the New Zealand grocery retailing sector. And that consumers are probably paying too much and are not having the right information to make the best purchase decisions. They've also found that suppliers are maybe not having the best type of relationships with their retailers at all times, and so that's why they've recommended a mandatory code of conduct for the grocery retailing sector.
What issues are ongoing with regards to how prices are marketed and displayed at supermarkets?
There are a number of issues that anybody who goes shopping can probably can attest to, and that is that the pricing and promotional strategies of supermarkets are often confusing. And from research, we know that consumers spend often split seconds making a purchase decision. They simply don't have time or the ability to carefully compare all the prices at the shelf. And then, if unit prices aren't available, they're not going to get a calculator out and compare, which product is cheaper per 100 grams, because it's very, very difficult to make really good purchase decisions in the supermarket as it is at the moment. So it's the provision of information, particularly price information, but also the information provision around loyalty programs is confusing. Then there's a third issue relating to that, and that is, of course, price promotions. And often retailers have out-of-date or simply incorrect price promotions on their shelves, and so when consumers then come to the till, they're actually being charged a different price from the price that was advertised on the shelf.
So what measures have been recommended by the Commerce Commission to improve outcomes for consumers in New Zealand?
So we've got a couple of recommendations. All of these are good things to do, and they sort of fall into different sections. So the first one is really just to make it easier for independent grocery retailers to set up shop and then expand, hopefully. And one way of doing that is to force retailers to not land bank anymore, which is a practice that they're currently doing, because we all know that location is incredibly important when it comes to supermarket shopping. So, land banking is one of those practices that prevents basically other retailers from setting up shop. The government also wants to then change planning laws to free up existing sites. So basically, both of those things together should make some sites available. And one number that was quoted by David Clark, the minister in charge of this, was that 90 sites across New Zealand could be freed up, which is good, but it's still a fraction of the number of sites of the two big players. So it's a good start, but it certainly wouldn't be, if one chain was to buy these sites, then it wouldn't be the same size as the existing players. So freeing up land is basically one big step. Another big step is to basically help consumers make more informed decisions, and so mandatory unit pricing, so per 100 milliliters or per 100 grams. And I think that's an excellent move, because sometimes it's done, sometimes it's not, and it's virtually impossible unless you're incredibly determined and have a calculator with you to determine which is actually the cheapest product. And then there are a couple of other smaller things which are basically relating to pricing practices and loyalty programs as well, and making sure that those are easily understood by consumers. Now, in order to oversee all these changes, what the Commerce Commission is recommending is to set up a regulator to basically measure and monitor how the sector is adapting to these changes. And so all of these things are good things, but I think we're all surprised that some of the more ambitious recommendations that were in the draft report were simply dropped in the final report.
What does this mean for the average consumer, and how will our supermarket experience change as a result of this proposal by the Commerce Commission?
So what it means for the consumer is that in the foreseeable future, so I'm saying, let's say, in the next 6 months, we should see pricing across supermarkets in New Zealand that is easier to understand. Will it lead immediately to price decreases? I'm not so sure on this, because all that that is doing is it's making it easier for consumers to compare prices, which is good, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that supermarkets will lower their prices. But certainly the information that's being provided to shoppers should be more easily understood.
Will these changes be sufficient to improve competition in the supermarket sector and reduce prices?
I don't think in the short term that these steps will lead to significantly lower prices or to the entrance of a third large retailer. And I say that because there is no... it's very difficult for a third retailer to set up shops in the short term. I think what we will see is better information of pricing, but it's highly unlikely that that the better information provision will result immediately to lower prices.
What kind of structural change would you like to see that you think would lead to better outcomes for consumers and lower prices at supermarkets?
Look, I think the best structural change in order to increase competition would be the entrance of a nationwide large retailer. And in order for that to occur, we need to consider one of two options. Either making land available in the very short term and in attractive sites and locations across New Zealand, both urban and rural, so that both urban and rural New Zealanders have a third choice of a grocery retailer. But that has been made difficult with the current recommendations. There's certainly the option of that happening, but I think it's been made less certain of that occurring with the slightly softer recommendations in comparison to the draft report that we saw a few months ago. The other option that could work, but I don't think it would be viable across New Zealand, it may only work in main centres, which would leave rural consumers short-changed, would be the entrance of a very smart online-only supermarket with large fulfilment centres outside the major centres, so Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch and so forth, and they do online only.
That was Dr. Bodo Lang discussing the Commerce Commission report on the supermarkets sector and what that means for the average consumer. Thank you so much for coming on, Dr. Lang. I really appreciate your input today and look forward to speaking again in the near future.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.